Now then, the name of TVR Sports Car has been synonymous, hasn't it, just with Blackpool for many decades. It was founded back in 1947, but after another change of owner in what has always been a chequered history, the last model rolled off the production line in the mid-2000s, and many motorsports fans, well, left to mourn the loss of what had been a truly great market. Until today, that is. Now TVR is back today at Goodwood. Brand new model was unveiled before hundreds of excited motor fans, including John Bailey, who's had connections with TVR for years.
The launch of the new TVR was absolutely amazing. The world's press and media were there. Incredible interest in this launch of a new car, the first TVR for over 10 years.
It's not bad, is it? What about the car? What does it look like?
The car, there were a lot of expectations with the car as to what it would look like, whether it would reflect the real spirit of what TVRs have been like since the 60s and right through the 70s and 80s and 90s. But I can honestly say, as an enthusiast going back a long time to the original factory in Blackpool way back in the 60s, it looks absolutely awesome. It's a great tribute to Les Edgar and his team and Gordon Murray and the rest of the design team. Yep. Absolutely fantastic.
Well, I used to pass the factory quite a lot years ago when I was going to college up there in Bispham. How much of a regret is it that it's not back at Bristol Avenue in Bispham?
Obviously, it's disappointing that the cars will never be made in Blackpool again. But the spirit of Blackpool is still there, and there will always be a connection between the name TVR and Blackpool as a town. And the prestige that the car brought to the town was absolutely immense, but that will continue with the new car, I'm sure.
And you've been involved with TVR for years as an enthusiast as well and a motorsport fan, but how surprised are you, seriously, John, that it's actually back? You've actually got a vehicle in front of you.
Well, I remember the days in the 60s when the company was based in Leighton at the old brickworks, and the company went through an extremely turbulent time then. I mean, they were producing wonderful cars even then, but the company itself, it was up and down, very checkered. But I always felt, even in those days, the company would always come back. This time it's taken a little longer. It's taken nearly 10 years, but it's certainly back, and it's back in a very big way. It really is now a world brand.
John Bailey, a big enthusiast of TVR. Now, Les Edgar is the lead in a consortium of business people who bought TVR back in 2013 from the Russian owner at the time. I asked him today what the new car is called and what it looks like.
It's achingly beautiful. It's called the Griffith. We believe it's a truly worthy successor to the two famous Griffiths of the 60s and the 90s. Both, as it happens, almost signaled a resurrection of the company in their way, and we feel that this was a fitting name for this car, aside from which it's a V8 monster. And beautiful looking car.
V8 monster, I love it. The thing is, today you had the launch, so how nervous were you, unveiling it in front of motor enthusiasts there?
Honestly, I have to say I wasn't nervous at all, because I knew we'd spent 3 years, we worked all the hours God gave us, and we had the best people working on it, so I truly wasn't nervous. I knew what we had was a TVR, and I knew it was great. Now, I suppose I was slightly nervous about what other people would think of it, but at the end of the day, I'm very, very proud of it, and I believe I've made a great car. So from that point of view, I wasn't nervous. And, once the curtain goes up, I knew that people would be hopefully awed by it, and they were.
And brilliant, too, that it's back in production, and there you are. Obviously, from Lancashire's point of view, we'd love to see it back in Blackpool at its old home, but that not possible, and it's in Wales. The reasons behind that, Les?
There were a number of reasons. The Welsh government are very keen to create an automotive hub in South Wales, and they were very persuasive in terms of attracting us to the area. We also felt, and this was nothing to do with Blackpool, but the more logical place might have been the Midlands in terms of the logistics and all that sort of stuff. But then, of course, we would also be in strict and fierce competition with some of the other manufacturers there, such as JLR, who are soaking up all available workforce. So we kind of felt that we could carve out our own new identity in Ebervale, and there's a readily available skilled workforce that we can tap into. So it wasn't a case of not choosing Blackpool, it was more a case of that Wales was a formidable option, I have to say.
Good dangling carrot, it sounds like, Les.
Indeed. they're very, very committed. They're very, very committed to building up the automotive.
Did Blackpool offer any kind of assistance at all to try and get you back?
We didn't approach them. They didn't approach us. So they possibly weren't aware that we were, you know, looking for premises at that time.
What about the future? You've explained why it's been built in Wales, and it seems logical reasons, but is there any chance that, you know, is there a future that Blackpool will again play a part, even be it a small part, expertise from the past, anything like that?
Indeed, we've been talking to people that originally worked at the factory, and a little while ago we talked to a number of designers that had done styling on the later cars to try and get their, you know, their general feel about the DNA. So there's already conversations going on. Is there a possibility of doing physical manufacturing of any sort there? Of course, there's always a possibility. We want to keep it very much a British car. It would be fantastic to have to rekindle the ties with Blackpool.
Exciting times. That's Les Edgar, the lead in a consortium that owns TVR now, business people, bought off the Russian owners back in 2013. They've launched their new car today. At Goodwood as well. So there you go, Les Edgar talking about something all Blackpool people know